Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Oh, hi, Jim. It's Friday morning and good to be with you and our listeners out there in audience land. So here we go.
And any big thing happened for you on Valentine's Day?
No, it just sort of came and went.
Well, I surprised my dearest with chocolates that she didn't expect because, yeah, we don't waste our money on overpriced dinners.
Well, I remember years ago going out, you felt compelled to take your lady out for Valentine's dinner, and they'd be too busy, and some of them even cranked up their prices. So,
well, yes, exactly. And after a while, look, if you can't survive 45 years and not going out for dinner, then I don't think there was much there to start with. Besides, we love cleaning up on the half-price chocolates on the 15th.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
And you can get flowers at a bargain, too.
Yeah, I imagine that, too.
We just imagine we're on the other side of the dateline.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. On both... Both meetings of it, date and date.
Yeah.
We have several questions for today's show. The first one comes from Michael. Hi, Bob and Jim. The financial media is reporting that a severe deflation has overtaken China. They also report that many third world and emerging market economies are experiencing inflation, while the U.S., Canada, and the European Union seem to be alternating between inflation and disinflation. Bob, I'm confused. Who is leading?
Right. So anyways,
Who's leading the way this time around, China or the USA?
The way I look at it is that we've had a great financial boom, and with that, it pulled commodity prices up. They always do. And then there was an added zest to commodity prices because they had the COVID shutdown a few years ago. And then people are getting back positions. So some of the markets were pretty wild. But the way I'm looking at it is that the outlying countries begin to fail first when a great financial bubble is over. Obviously, China is heading south pretty quickly. So that's the key one. China is, their prices are falling and their economy is contracting. And then recently I saw some headlines in the U.S. about sudden plunges of, where the hell was it? Oh, yeah, U.S. retail sales plunged in January, worst since COVID. The late January surge in jobless claims has crashed to a halt. So there's signs, some headlines are saying that maybe all the apparent boom in the U.S. has run its course, but we still have the senior currency and the rate of inflation, and they published it late yesterday or today. And it was higher, that was PPI inflation. It was higher than what was expected. So somewhere I think when you look at basic commodities like crude oil, copper, grains are very weak, corn setting a multi-decade low, that on the commodity side, there's no real push for inflation. So it's just the bulge that is working its way through the final product consumer side. And while consumer prices may not go down, they can stop going up. And a zero rate of inflation would be very welcome. So that's possible at some time. And then you got a question about leading. Well, outlying regions lead on the way down after a bubble, and it'll soon hit the U.S. So,
and that goes along with your favorite quote from Marcus Tullius Cicero.
Yeah.
Outlying places get it first.
The problems, financial problems, 2,000 years ago would begin in the eastern provinces like Phoenicia and then cross the Mediterranean and eventually hit Rome. So there's nothing new in that one. Yeah.
And like I always used to say, too, if negative interest rates were such a good idea, the ancient Greeks, Romans, and Chinese would have been doing it. They were pretty smart people.
That negative nominal interest rates was exceptional, unprecedented. But here's one for the books, that real long interest rates in the senior currency go down in the bubble, and the U.S. 10-year went down to something like, let's say a little more than minus 1%. And now they're up to 2.5%. So let's say the increase in real 10-year rate treasuries is about 3 percentage points. Hmm. And people are complaining about the cost of money. Well, the work I've done on post-bubble contractions, the typical increase on the full move in real long interest rates is about 10 percentage points. So if 3 is a bit rough, can you imagine what it's like when we get to plus 10? Ooh. Yeah.
I remember the last car loan I got was 13.5%.
Hmm.
That was a while ago, but...
Yeah.
So you're still getting a bargain, folks. Our next set of questions comes from Kathleen, and I haven't opened it yet, but I know Kathleen loves musical references to the financial situation we find ourselves in. So, greetings, Bob and Jim. Today's investors are said to have diamond hands. That is, despite volatility and risk, they believe that meme stocks, the Magnificent Seven, AI stocks, Bitcoin, and lithium, well, they believe they'll all go to the moon. That supposedly is like the acid-inspired 1967 Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Right. And, I like that one.
Yeah, she quotes some lyrics. My favorite lyric, somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Yeah.
Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers. They grow so incredibly high. I always thought they were saying the girl with colitis goes by.
Oh, no.
Anyway, are things a little too sunny right now with this belief that AI stocks, Bitcoin, and lithium will all go to the moon?
Well, actually, lithium shouldn't be in their list because it reached 800 in November 2022, and we spent October saying that it was too high priced, and then it's crashed all the way down to something like 137,000. From 600,000, and it's been at this level, 137,000, since early December. So lithium got trashed, and it was the very favorite. So, but I love the musical references. Yeah. So.
Well, Kathleen goes on to ask, will these investors and hedge funds fold them and walk away in March, as some analysts predict, or as others predict, ride this parabolic rally through the 2024 presidential election cycle, only to experience another 1929-style market crash?
Yeah.
Are we headed for 1929, Bob?
No, well, it's been one of the greatest bubbles in history. And 1929 was number 5 in the series, with the first great bubble starting in 1720. And they all had their moments where you just had to be in the stock market. Everybody was in. And then the last guys in, they started going down, and each was followed. Well, there was an exception in there, but let's say 4 out of 5 were followed by 20-year depressions.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's you could have a 1920-style market crash just as easy to say as you could have it a 1720-style market crash. It's been a runaway financial mania. And the setup are always similar. You have a great global boom in commodities about a decade earlier, and the big year was 2008, and then it was tested in 2011, and then we sit the high in January 2022 on that peak. So I think that what's held the stock market together is the good employment numbers coming out of the COVID lockdown, and then somehow I think importing about 6 million illegals has also been a plus. But then when you see a couple of headlines about certain price economic series in the U.S. plunging, you got to pay attention to those.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, headline, markets do not want to sober up when they read the news. What's that all about?
A fun headline, yeah. Yeah, no, some of the news is a dampener, but hey, bulls are having so much fun, they're not paying any attention, so.
Because, I mean, look at the massive layoffs, Canadian banks earlier laid off a lot of people, high-tech companies laying off a lot of people, one of Canada's biggest media companies laying off 9 to 10% of their workforce. Don't these layoffs actually lead to the recession? Like, the recession hasn't happened, but if you're going to go and start laying off huge chunks of people before it happens, don't you actually cause it?
You turn the consumption off.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you become a victim of your own strategic actions. Yeah. Individually, they may not seem like a lot, but it adds up. Headline. Consumer borrowing screeches to a halt.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I was talking about. Screeches to a halt. And then we had the next one, which was late January surge in jobless claims, crashes to a halt. So you had two headlines, one on February 7 and one on February 8, with crashing to a halt. Now that's got to get your attention.
Well, plus, in January, the U.S. saw an unexpected drop in consumer spending.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be related to that as well, I would think.
Yeah.
You're not borrowing, so that means you're not buying either.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, New York banking community, or it says New York Community Bank Corporation went from a crisis winner to banking's next worry. Is that going to be the next U.S. bank that fails?
Oh, well, it seems to be an important bank, and they were a winner on the last crisis, and it looks like they may not be a winner on this one. So,
also in the news on Thursday, Japan and U.K. officially have entered recessions.
Okay, I didn't see that one, yeah.
So how soon before, again, that shows up here?
It will show up, but you can't sort of say when.
Ah, that's the hard thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have U.S. lenders' debt to shadow banks passes $1 trillion. What's a shadow bank, Bob?
Well, I guess they are pretend they're banks or something like that. They're dealing in money deposits and all that sort of stuff, but it's Yeah, shadow banks. What's their you know, quality? Who knows?
Well, whenever I think of shadow banking, I think of maybe it's Vinny on Commercial Drive.
Yeah.
Hey. 32%, I'll break your legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. China's consumers tighten belts even tighter, even though prices are falling. So the
Well, there's the one I like here. The German commercial property prices post biggest ever drop. Now, that is not inflationary.
And during our show with Hilliard Macbeth, he said some U.S. commercial properties have dropped 50%.
Whoa.
You know, big office towers in big cities.
Well, they're trying to take the office towers and make them into residence towers. I saw somewhere.
Well, in L.A., there's three big residential towers that are abandoned and covered in graffiti now.
Oh, dear.
So, in Los Angeles, people want a house. They don't want to live in the sky.
Yeah.
Although you get a great view.
Yeah.
I live in a high rise, and I love my view in Vancouver.
Well, I'm 20 floors up, and I like it, too.
Yeah. And finally, our last headline here, the Fed confident about cutting interest rates. Everybody thinks cutting interest rates is going to save everything. Is it, Bob?
No. It's intuitive. It's a belief system. I can show you. And the Treasury bill rate, the six-month bill rate, has reached its high in the middle of August, and it's down about 50 basis points since. And but what happens is that short rates, T-bill rates, go up during the boom. So you want to take it as a positive indicator. If short rates are going up, the boom is on. If short rates are going down, it's a signal that the boom's going to fail. And they are down, as I said, about 50 beeps. And so they're, and through each bear market, short-dated Treasury bills decline, which then forces the Fed to cut its administered rate. And it's not only do the stuff, the S&P go down with interest rates, but you put a chart up and the fastest drops in the S&P will be charted with the fastest drops in the three-month Treasury bill. It's charted. It's there. So this is a delusion, a serious delusion, this one, that, yeah, everything's fine. Everything will be fine as soon as the Fed starts to cut interest rates. Not a hope in hell.
It's the old be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yeah. All righty, then.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. Great chatting with you. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. You can find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.